This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt has released results of a preliminary investigation into the Los Alamos, New Mexico wildfire. The fire scorched some 47,000 acres and destroyed more than 230 homes in the area. The fire was deliberately set by the National Park Service to clear brush in the Bandelier National Monument, but 50-mile-an-hour winds sent it out of control. The investigation shows mistakes made at all levels in the agency long before the prescribed burn took place. Here are two reports, the first by NPR's Aaron Schachter.
Babbitt was blunt and to the point. Failure was so pervasive as to make it nearly impossible to lay blame, at least yet, at any one person's feet.
The report details many failings. It is unsparing in its analysis of multiple failures throughout the entire process.
Babbitt said the problem began in the early stages. Both the person in charge of writing the plan for the burn and the person who executed it were unqualified for the job. While they had plenty of experience with controlled burns, neither had ever undertaken one of such magnitude. They neglected to analyze potential fire dangers outside the burn area and failed to realize the need for alternative plans in case anything went wrong. Proper procedures were not followed, including checklists developed by the Park Service to assess fire danger. And Babbitt says there's enough blame to go around, up and down the chain of command.
The higher up you go, the more tendency there is for busy supervisory personnel with many other responsibilities simply to rubber stamp decisions that are basically made by the technical people at the field level. That's an unacceptable paradigm.
But Babbitt says even all that might not have doomed the operation. Mistakes were also made during the controlled burn itself. Spot fires developed outside the arranged parameters, and officials failed to call in outside firefighters soon enough. Babbitt likens the chain of events to a landslide.
Sometimes a rock is dislodged and nothing happens. But other times a rock is dislodged and it starts a cascading series of events which might have been slowed or stopped by different kinds of decisions.
It's this question of who makes what decisions that has riled critics. After hearing the results of the preliminary report, U.S. Senator from New Mexico Pete Domenici says the government should have known these rocks would become a landslide.
From the very beginning, this fire should not have been started, and then those who were in charge of making sure it does not go anywhere made mistakes, and then those who were in charge of putting it out made mistakes. And so I think it's just stunning what we heard, and the people of New Mexico and this country deserve to be very, very upset and to demand a much better performance.
Another New Mexico politician, Congresswoman Heather Wilson, says perhaps the federal government should rethink the way it manages forests.
And I have to say that having heard what Secretary Babbitt said, I have lost confidence in the ability of our wildland agencies to conduct prescribed fires. I certainly don't want them near my house, and I don't think anybody else should want them there either.
A 30-day moratorium on controlled burns in the West was implemented after the Los Alamos blaze. Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt didn't say whether the practice would resume after then, but he does say he's committed to it.
The problem is this. The forests are explosive. They are too thick. They are too cluttered with young growth pines. They are reflecting the legacy of a long history of fire suppression in forests.
Babbitt adds that planners of the controlled burn near Los Alamos neglected to get input from other government, town, or Native American officials near the forest. He says if prescribed fires are to continue as a method of thinning forests, fire prevention and safety programs must be hammered out with communities that abut parklands. Meanwhile, the preliminary report on the devastating blaze that destroyed homes in Los Alamos now moves on to a review board. The National Park Service will take a look at their report before deciding who should shoulder the blame and ultimately be punished. Aaron Schachter, NPR News, Santa Fe.